In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese quizzed on the Biloela asylum seeker family and other matters. Western and South Australia to offer free flu vaccines. And in sport, Australian Jay Hindley says he'll die for the jersey as he aims to make history in the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Parliament should be reflective of Australia as a diverse, multicultural nation. In his first face-to-face interview as PM, Mr. Albanese was quizzed on several issues, including the Biloela asylum seeker family, his party controversially parachuting Christina Kennelly into the seat of Fowler, and the budget. He said there are very clear lessons to be learned from Ms. Kennelly's loss in the southwestern Sydney seat, saying the community sent a clear message which they need to learn from. Mr. Albanese also said Australia needs to change its constitution, adding that an Indigenous voice to Parliament is nothing more than good manners. In their first week in government, Labor delivered on their election commitment to take steps to return the Biloela family to Queensland, whilst also turning back a boat of Sri Lankan asylum seekers. Mr. Albanese told Sky News, "You can be strong on borders without being weak on humanity."
And here we were, basically taking this mum and dad and their two daughters who were born here in Australia, taking them off to detention in the middle of the night, taking them to Melbourne, then they end up on Christmas Island, then they end up in Perth. We're a better country than that. These two little girls aren't threats to our security.
Western Australia and South Australia will offer free flu vaccines from June. Premier Mark McGowan confirmed WA residents of all ages will be able to receive their free influenza dose at state-run clinics or participating pharmacies and GPs. There have already been 194 confirmed cases of influenza in the state this year, with only about 20% of West Australians receiving their flu jabs so far. It comes after Queensland made influenza vaccines free to all people aged 6 months and over. New South Wales and Victoria are considering similar arrangements. An Australian man has been killed in the Ukrainian conflict. The family of 47-year-old Michael O'Neill says he was helping with humanitarian aid efforts in Ukraine. The father of three is from Hobart and his family has been contacted by DFAT and are being provided consular assistance. His sister posted a tribute on Facebook saying he was always looking for a cause and assisted driving the wounded and injured from the front line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the situation in the east of the country is indescribably difficult as Russia intensifies its offensive. In his daily address, he also said Ukraine, working to boost weapons supplies, was approaching the point where it would outnumber the Russians both technologically and in terms of its ability to strike.
The situation is very complicated, especially in those areas in the Donbas and Kharkiv region where the Russian army is trying to squeeze at least some result for themselves. The key areas of fighting on the front line are still Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Bakhmut, Popasna, and other cities where the Russian offensive is focused. But our defenses are holding up. It's indescribably difficult there. And I am grateful to all those who withstood this onslaught of the occupiers.
Russian forces stepped up their assault on the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk on Saturday after claiming to have captured the nearby rail hub of Lyman, as Kyiv intensified its calls for longer-range weaponry from the West to help it fight back in the Donbas region. United States Vice President Kamala Harris says enough is enough when it comes to gun violence. Ms. Harris attended the funeral of the victims of a racist attack on black people at a Buffalo supermarket. Speaking afterwards, Ms. Harris called on U.S. Congress to act.
What happened here in Buffalo, in Texas, in Atlanta, in Orlando? What happened at the synagogues? And so this is a moment that requires all good people, all God-loving people, to stand up and say, we will not stand for this. Enough is enough. We will come together based on what we all know we have in common, and we will not let those people who are motivated by hate separate us or make us feel fear.
In cycling, Jay Hindley says he'll die for the jersey as he aims to make history by becoming the first Australian to be adorned with the leader's Maglia Rosa at the end of the Giro d'Italia. The 26-year-old from Perth is on the brink of a historic and glorious triumph in the Giro d'Italia after a blistering ride on the famed Marmolada climb on the penultimate stage. Hindley blasted away from the race leader and former winner Richard Carapaz on the last descent of the penultimate stage to storm into a handsome 1 minute 25 seconds overall lead with just one potentially career-defining time trial to go. He spoke to reporters after the fact.
This time it's not 0 second, it's 1 minute 25. Is that enough?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, yeah. It's always hard to say how a time trial is going to go on the last day of a 3-week race, but I'll die for the jersey tomorrow.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, late showers, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, a sunny 22. Cairns, sunny 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.